everybody for listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We are just a minute away from kickoff. And for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Monty Rogers on the sideline. Taylor Biddle to our left, along with Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. It is going to be a packed house because they're still filing in as they come in to get their seats here on a night where it's just a nice breeze is blowing, and it's going to be a good, comfortable night for high school football. We will get a chance to look at that Brunswick offense to start with. And quarterback, Corey Dixon, number 18. He's tall, he's lanky, he's got a good arm, and he can run a little bit. But will he be able to complete those passes against a very, very stingy pass defense that we have, Bill?
Yeah, I tell you, that's going to be the thing is, will he have time to find his guys downfield? Our defensive line is going to have to do a good job to be able to keep him contained and not let him have time to look downfield.
And they're out on the field now. Going back deep for the Pirates in their white jerseys, blue pants, gold socks is number 8. That is Tyree Morris Barber on one side. And looks like Joffrey Franklin, number 24, on the far. No, that's Chris Trimmings on the far side. Thank you. Those are their kick returners. And there's the whistle, and we're about ready to get this broadcast underway. The ball game is started. Our Vikings kickoff taken by Trimmings back at the 1. He's up to the 5 on the far side. At the 10, we hit him when he gets to the 15, and that's as far as he'll go, folks.
Yeah, that was a big, big kick by Gustavo Gonzalez for the Lowndes High Vikings. Put it down about the 1-yard line, and they do not make the 20 as a good tackle by our Lowndes High Vikings. Looks like it was led by number 19, Jamacy Wright, on the tackle.
They'll set it down on the far hash mark on the 16-yard line. It'll be Brunswick football, 1st and 10. And right off, they go to an empty backfield. 3 receivers near side, 2 far side. Now they shift a receiver further out towards their sidelines. Now they drop it back in the backfield behind Dixon. The Pirates roll right, looking downfield, throws out in the flat. And we're going to have a pass interference call right off the bat.
Brandon Roberts, I thought he hit him right as the moment the ball got there. The referee didn't see it that way. Threw a flag, but it was a nice pass by Corey Dixon. Right where it had to be, but as I said, Brandon Roberts right there on the spot. Maybe just a hair too soon.
And
that is the penalty, pass interference against the Vikings. That'll be a 15-yard mark off and a 1st down and 10. For the Brunswick Pirates.
And that'll get the Pirates out of a hole to start with. And they'll mark it all the way out to the 31-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, Brunswick. Just underway here in the ballgame. 11:48 to go in the first quarter.
Good solid rush that time by Chandler Sumlin as well to force the quarterback out of the pocket.
We're in a 5-man front. Dixon for the Pirates. Drops back looking to throw. There comes the rush. He starts to run. Tucks the ball. He's across the 40. He has the 1st down as he gets out to the 44-yard line. That's the Brunswick quarterback as he eluded a very good rush by our Vikings and then turned it upfield.
Yeah, we had him in the backfield, but he was able to get outside and pick up some yardage. Tackle made by Elijah Curtis, but a 1st down for the Brunswick Pirates.
Brunswick Pirates on their own 44-yard line. 11:30 to go here, first quarter. No score. They bring the running back over, give it to the running back up the middle. He's got a hole still on his feet as he breaks into the secondary across the 50 into Viking territory down to the 45, and that's another 1st down.
Yeah, and a big tackle by Ellis Griffin, number 91, from that defensive end. The hole in the middle was wide open, and he was able to exploit it, pick up big yards, and another 1st down for the Pirates. As they cross into Viking territory.
That's James Richardson on the carry. And we've got a sideline warning already on our Vikings. 1st and 10 Pirates at our 45-yard line. Corey Dixon, their quarterback, in the shotgun, standing at the 50 with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Chris Trimmings. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made by Richardson. And he's tackled immediately. And I think we're going to have a hold, I think.
Ellis Griffin again in on the tackle for the Vikings. And the flag is...
And it is holding.
Against the Pirates.
And we'll back that thing up 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which just happens to be about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So instead of a 10-yard penalty, it'll really be an 11-yard loss for them. Pirates back up now to their own 44. 11:18 to go here, first quarter, no score. First possession by the Pirates. Trips to the far side, and they stack all three together. Single receiver near side. Ball on their 44-yard line. Pirates drop back. Dixon rolls left, looking, throws the ball out in the flats. Catch made just shy of the original, well, at the line of scrimmage, original line of scrimmage, so they're down now to our 45, Bill.
Yeah, Kenny Moore in on the block, on the tackle right there. He was right there, right on time, but a good throw by the quarterback for the Pirates, and now it's second and 10.
And they'll send three receivers near side. Dixon stays in the shotgun for the Pirates. Brings a man in motion towards him. Takes a snap. Throws across the middle, in and out of the hands of, it looked like,
number nine.
Yeah, number nine. That is Robert Baker.
And in on the coverage there, number 31 for the Vikings, Brandon Roberts. I thought it came closer to his hands than it did to the Pirates player.
Third and 10 for the Pirates from our own 45-yard line. 11, we have played not quite 4 minutes of football. 11:01 to go here in the first quarter. Pirates in the shotgun. Dixon waiting on the snap. Brings Baker back over by him. Keeps the ball. Rolls right, looking. Throws across the middle. Throws it incomplete in front of the intended receiver. That's number four, LaVosh Wynn. So that'll be fourth and 10 from the 45.
And the Pirates.
And the Pirates now send their punter out on the field.
As the punter looks like it's their quarterback as well. It is their quarterback. Number 18, Corey Dixon.
Corey Dixon. And going back deep is Tyquan Lang for the Vikings. Standing about the 10-yard line. Right-footed punter. High, high punt. Hits. Oh, and does it bounce out of bounds at
the
1 yard. 10:47 to go here, first quarter, no score. It'll be our Vikings' first possession of the ball game, and we'll start first and 10 on our 1 yard line, 99 yards away from pay dirt.
Great punt by the quarterback and punter, Corey Dixon. Tyquan Lang let it go, and it looked like it was maybe going to hit the end zone, but right at the last second, it took a left-handed bounce, came out right on the 1 yard line. A 44-yard punt.
And Alex Stevenson, the senior, will bring the Vikings out on the field. Tevin Orr in the backfield along with Tyquan Lang. And Nick Bergman on the far side. They're in a five-man front, just like our Vikings. Now they bring a safety up. We're in the end zone. Come out. It's Bergman. It's across the 5, the 10, the 20, the 30. They get a hand on him from behind. They run Nick Bergman out of bounds when he gets inside Pirate territory all the way down to the 47-yard line.
A 52-yard run by Nick Bergman and gets us out of a huge hole. And so the Vikings have it first down and 10, now in the Pirate territory.
One play, and we're in their territory. Jordan Williams comes in to give Bergman a rest. Also comes in Mark Carrion, 10:37 to go here, first quarter, no score, first possession for our Vikings. We ball on the near hash mark. We send Carrion to the far side. The Vikings send him to the far side. Runs looking at a five-man front. Stevenson goes under center with a tight end on the visitor side of the field. Takes a snap, gives it to Lang as he goes around the right side by one man. They hit him when he gets to the edge, and that's as far as he'll go. He's tackled out there by Bill, I believe, number 11.
Yeah, number 11, Tracy Walker, a senior for the Pirates, makes the tackle right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain for the Vikings. That'll bring up, well, they're going to give him 1 yard. I thought they had him at the line of scrimmage. It will be second down and 9 now for the Vikings.
From the 46-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
No signals of the play in. They're running a player in. That's kind of old school, back to the way we've done that before. And we are huddling.
And we've got tight end to the far side. Single receiver to the far side. A man in the slot. They're showing blitz up the middle. He keeps it. He's rolled, being pressured. Pulls the ball down. Starts to run. Gets to the corner by one man. He gets by one Brunswick defender. He gets a first down as Alex Stevenson is forced out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
One of the things that we've talked about Alex Stevenson through the year so far is when he does roll out, he quickly decides whether he's going to run or he's still looking downfield. That time, tucked the ball, put it away, made a great first down gain for the Vikings, and it's first and 10 now from the 36.
We go to that Eagle set. Two tight ends, a wing back on either side, and Tevin Orr at fullback.
As soon as I said no huddle, we go to a no huddle.
Brunswick in a five-man front. Iowa Vikings with the football with Bergman in motion, and we give it to Lang right now. That's Orr right up the middle. He splits two linebackers as he gets across the 25 down to the 20, and he'll have a first down for our Vikings as we're getting closer and closer to that end zone with 9:04 left to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, the tackle by the Pirates, that's Damian Baker, one of their defensive backs. A big carry for Tevin Orr.
9 minutes to go.
15 yards on the carry. I'm sorry, Wes.
Stevenson gets the play. He'll slide under center. We're still with that two tight end set. They bring a corner, they bring a safety up in the line, and we give it to Bergman on the counter. He gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage, but the Berg fights his way down to about the 15-yard line with 8:42 to go here in the ball game in the first quarter. 8:42 to go in the first quarter and no score.
Again, the tackle by Damian Baker after about a 6-yard gain. It'll bring up second and four.
Second and four from the 15-yard line for the Vikings. Ball on the near hash mark.
Guys, with your Commercial Banking Company sideline report, starting right tackle Tyler Altman, who hurt his ankle last week, is out tonight. Cole Rigdon's playing right tackle.
Thank you, Marty.
Stevenson barks out signals, brings Bergman in motion towards us, gives it to Orr right up the middle. He runs over a linebacker as he gets the first down when he gets inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line.
Again, another great run by our Lowndes High Vikings. They, on these counter moves and the cross bucks, they are able to just find big, big holes.
8:06 to go here, first quarter, no score, but our Vikings have a first and goal from the 8-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark going from left to right on your radio dial. Stevenson turns around, says something to Orr. We stay in that wiggle in the Eagle offense. Those two tight ends, they're up tight. Got a man in motion. We give it to Orr right up the middle. He gets down inside the five.
That's almost a rumbling, bumbling, stumbling run right there for you, Wes.
Just about. But it'll be second and goal from the 5-yard line for the Vikings.
He was hit immediately as he hit the line of scrimmage, and he still pushed through for about a 3-yard gain.
Stevenson looks over, gets the signals from Coach Redshaw, much like last week when we ran this power offense. Ground and pound. Everybody up tight for Brunswick. Lang in motion to the far side. Give it to Lang. Cuts inside. One man, two. There comes flags, and we got touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lang. And we'll find out what the flags are here for, and that's got to be, they came from everywhere.
I think it's a face mask because when he hit the goal line, they spun him around. He turned around real quickly.
And we'll see what the call is from the official, All-Star Official Association tonight.
Steps over and personal foul, face mask on Brunswick. It will be assessed on the kickoff.
So touchdown Vikings, they go up 6-0 and awaiting the extra point from Gustavo Gonzalez.
Gonzalez comes trotting over. Marsha checks the holes. And waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good with 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. The Vikings lead at 7-0. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 7-0, 7:15 to go here in the first quarter, and we'll get that Page Heating and Air drive for you right after. Gonzalez kicks the ball deep, and they look up. It goes out to the back of the end zone because there was a 15-yard penalty on a face mask. Let's go to TBT for the Page Heating and Air stat drive report.
Thanks, Wes. That last drive for the Vikings, 8 plays, went 99 yards, took 3 minutes and 22 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 5-yard touchdown run by Tyquan Lang. Vikings lead 7-0, 7 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
All right, here we go. Brunswick in the shotgun. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Now they'll have 4 receivers. They drop back, give it to Baker right up the middle. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And they will lose yardage. That's James Richardson in on the tackle. Now they'll give him, I think they're going to give him the line of scrimmage, Bill.
Yeah, the running back, number 21, James Richardson, took the handoff, and he was just tackled almost immediately.
Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. 6:55 to go here first quarter. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon, the quarterback for Brunswick, rolls right, looks downfield. There comes a rush. We got a hand on him, and he'll go down back around the 16-yard line.
Great sack by our Laontai Vikings. We got a host of Vikings in there. Looks like maybe coming off the bottom, number 32, Brian Bell, but we had several.
And, Bill, we've got an injury on the field. A Brunswick player is down. With that, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 7-0, 6:36 to go in the first quarter. We've got an injury down on the sideline, down on the field. Let's go down to Marty for an injury update.
Looks to be like their quarterback is the player that's injured, and he's hurt. I think they're calling actually for the ambulance here, so looks like they're making ways to get a vehicle on the field. Try to see if we can't find out what's wrong, and hopefully the young man's okay.
I do see the EMTs coming out from the end zone, from the north end zone.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. Maybe we'll have an update for you. We'll take a two-minute break. Well, we'll take a 60, and we'll get you an update right after this. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. 6:36 to go first quarter. It is 7-0. Vikings lead at 7-0. Went on an 8-play, 99-yard drive for the first score. And there has been an injury on the field by a Brunswick player. We don't know for sure who it is, but they're tending to him on the field. While we're doing that, I want to remind everybody of the Lowndes High Coaches Show at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on West Hill Avenue on Tuesday nights. 7 o'clock, Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this game and the upcoming game next week across town with Wintersville. It'll be the Wintersville Classic. A lot of things going on. We'll tell you about some more things later on in the broadcast. Also want to remind everybody of the Pine Grove Golf Cart Giveaway, a beautiful, beautiful golf cart done in Lowndes colors with a stereo this year. It is here at the stadium tonight. You can also purchase tickets on Tuesday night, $2 a ticket. Coach Dice will make you a deal. You can call him out in Pine Grove and tell him you want 100 tickets. He'll give you a real good deal on 100 tickets. But you want to come to the coach's show, get your tickets for the golf cart, and it's a fun time down there on at the coach's show.
Yeah, it really is. As I look onto the field, one of the things you forget about is the sportsmanship when something like this, a player goes down. And of course, we don't know what the extent of the injury is, and I'm sure it's precautionary, but they brought out a stretcher. But the sportsmanship of both teams taking a knee in as they look on and their thoughts, I know their thoughts and their prayers are with this player. Corey Dixon, that appears to be number 18, their quarterback. And I tell you, this is something that you miss out sometimes not being here. When you're just on the radio, you don't get to see and feel the experience of a Lowndes High football game. And in a situation like this, when all the players, both sidelines, have taken a knee in reverence and hoping that this player is not injured badly.
And our thoughts and prayers will immediately go to his family. And we love the game of football, and we love to see it play hard and fast. But at the same time, you don't like to see an injury on either side. Let's go ahead and take another 60-second break, and we'll be right back after this. Vikings lead at 7-0, 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, they're still attending to the injured Brunswick player on the field. And, Bill, something I know that we're talking about, our players kneeling with their hats in their hand. Our coaches' staff, all their hats are off, standing there watching, and everybody praying that nothing is serious. Maybe this hoping is all just precautionary right now, just taking care to make sure that nothing is wrong, and maybe we can get some reports on the young man. It does seem to be the quarterback, number 18, Corey Dixon, that is down. And we pray that everything is fine with him. 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. And
well, I was going to say, Wes, one of the things that the medical technology for football players and what happens to them, they err on the side of caution more than often not now. And it really has a lot to do with, in a lot of cases, a player may not seem, I'm not that injured, I don't feel that bad. But you know what? You never know. So it's a situation where the EMTs the players, the coaches, everybody's going to take most precaution. He'll be strapped down on a board. He'll be put on the gurney as well. Now, they've even brought out the ambulance onto the field now. But, again, it could be very minor, and this is precautions, and it could be very serious as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, well, I can't go there. I was going to talk about an injury to an official who came back and officiated, but I can't do that right now.
Yeah. I tell you, while they're getting ready to move him, I think, now onto the gurney and over to the ambulance, we'll take another 60-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kix Country.
Back here at Martin Stadium, and we do have some school while they're still attending to the injured player down on the field. Colquitt leads Tiff 7-0. It's Camden 24, Coffee nothing. Fitzgerald leads Cook 14-7. Berrien leads Early 19-7. It is Turner County 8, Charlton County 6, and Valwood versus it leads Sherwood 38-0. And that scores, and I tell you what, Camden making a statement already early in the ball game, leading Coffee 24-0.
Well, Camden, as we've said probably before the season began, would be the team to beat probably in Region 1. They've come in, they've played very good football all season long so far, and they've proven so far that they are a team to contend with. It's a team that, as the Vikings, will start looking at that over the next several weeks to be prepared for. And we got a lot to do before we get there, but that's a team that looms out there on the horizon that you're always going to be paying attention to.
The last game of the year, the last regular season game of the year for our Vikings, and it'll be here at home. And because next week we'll be across town at Valdosta. We'll come home and play Coffee, go on the road and play Tift, and come back and play Camden. Billy, doesn't seem like we're already in the second half of the season.
It really doesn't. I mean, we started this thing. We started working on the coaches show back in June and July, talking to sponsors, and we do want to thank them. And be sure, if you go by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com, you'll see all those sponsors. We'll be sure you go by and tell them thank you for their support of Lowndes High football and the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. But that started back in June. We started watching practice. We started getting ready. All the technical things that we started getting prepared for. And we wake up today, and we're 6 weeks in with only 4 weeks of regular season football left. It just doesn't seem possible that we've gone over halfway through.
If you've just tuned in, there's 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. They went on a 99-yard, 8-play drive to go ahead 7-0. And then on a second and 10, their quarterback was sacked, and he's been injured. I think they're fixing to lift him up.
They've got him onto the gurney, and, yeah, he is laid motionless all of this time. And as I said, we hope that's just precautionary, but a big round of applause from the Lowndes High Viking fans, as well as everybody across the stadium as well, as he's put onto the gurney, and he'll be loaded onto the ambulance that is on the field and be taken to South Georgia Medical Center for observation. And, of course, we won't know the extent of those injuries or anything like that. I know Marty will stay on top of that as he knows things. He'll be sure and get that information to us here through the Commercial Banking Company sideline report. But we'll get that from Marty as time goes on.
Bill, tell us about a new feature that should show up about Monday on www.thevikingvoice.com.
We turned in amazement as you said www. If you've listened to Wes before, sometimes he misses a W. But we will have a suggestion box, if you will, or an input section. So that when you listen to our broadcast, if you have positive, negative things to say, it doesn't matter. We want to get your input. We want to make this broadcast all about you. If you have suggestions, ideas, things that you want to hear, things that you'd like to see us do better, differently, whatever it is, be sure and stop by. That feature will be up by Monday, and you can leave that suggestion there at www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll also have our stats. Thank you to Page Heating and Air. You can follow the Vikings for all the things that we have going on right there at TheVikingVoice.com. I also want to tell our folks about Twitter. If you are a tweeter, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.com. We'll keep you up to date throughout the ball game as well.
Our coaches meeting with our players, Brunswick coaches meeting with their players, the officials huddling together as the emergency vehicle makes its last preparations before they leave the field. And they may give us a period, since we've been gone so long, Bill, they may give us a period of warming up, of telling the coaches you got to take your players and warm up again before we let them back out to play, which is a precautionary thing to make sure those muscles hadn't tightened up and they get loose and they don't stretch something. And let's see, there are some of the players already jogging toward it's just our starters. It's just the starters, making sure that the guy, well, I say the starters, just our defensive guys right now.
The coach, Floyd, for Brunswick, runs over to the ambulance to say one final word to his player in the ambulance. Talk to his mother, who will be, I assume is his mother, a woman riding in the back with him, as he'll be taken off to South Georgia Medical Center. And as I said, hopefully we'll be able to get you some information later on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
We'll let you know. Did have movement. He could move his extremities. He, from what I understand, and don't know any real specifics, but was told that he had some numbness. They wanted to take him. It was mostly a precaution. Hopefully that young man is okay. I will say that both teams, as y'all mentioned, were taking a knee. I looked around, noticed several coaches, several players praying together. Obviously that young man and his whole family is in our thoughts and prayers. His mom and daddy were with him on the field. His mama has actually left with him to go to the hospital. And, again, it appeared to be mostly precaution. But hopefully that young man's okay. But I was very impressed with the display of sportsmanship on both sides, both teams, both fans. I've never heard the stadium that quiet. I think it's even louder sometimes when nobody's here. Hopefully that young man's okay, and him and his family are in our thoughts and prayers, and along with the coaches and players and the rest of Viking Nation.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline report. Set us up, Wes. Where are we in the game now?
We are 3rd and 12. The ball is back about the 17-yard line. Number 4 at quarterback. So that's Lavash Wynn. Lavash keeps it on the quarterback, keeps it, goes downfield, throws it downfield, and it's an incomplete pass around the 15 to 25-yard line. So it'll be 4th and 12. And the Brunswick Pirates will have to punt.
Yeah, Lavash Wynn, he looked like he was going to run, and then he pulled up at the last minute very, very close to the line of scrimmage. There will be a different punter as well now, because Corey Dixon was their punter. So it'll be number 14, Leo.
That is Leo Tukas.
Leo Tukas, who will do their punting duties now. And he lines up standing about the 5-yard line. Back for the Vikings, Taekwon Lang.
He's standing back about our 48-yard line. Waiting on the punt. There it is. It's a high, high snap. Gets it away. Taekwon takes it right at the 50. He's down to the 45. Tries to get away from one man. Does. Still on his feet as he crosses the 40. Down to the 35. All the way down to the 31-yard line.
And he was hit initially about the 36. So he drugged two or three Brunswick players with him as he got brought down at the 31-yard line, where the Vikings will take over first down and 10. In their own territory at the 31-yard line, as the Brunswick Pirate defense now takes to the field.
Our Vikings first and 10, like I say, Bill said, from the Brunswick 31-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark, 6:13 to go here first quarter. And the Vikings leading is 7-0. It is Seth Carlo, the junior quarterback, in now in the Eagle offense. We put Lang in motion toward the visitor side. Seth drops back, looks downfield, got a man open. Catch made, touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman, and I see you, Seth Carlo.
A 31-yard touchdown pass from Seth, the junior Seth Carlo, to the senior Nick Bergman. Puts our Vikings up 13-0. Bergman got behind the receiver, and Seth put just enough air under where Seth, where Bergman could run under it as he ran into the end zone. Marshachek on to hold. Gonzalez to kick. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Oh, and he misses it. Picks it up, and there was a mishap on the snap. The Vikings, so extra points no good. 6:07 to go first quarter. Vikings lead at 13-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, 6:07 to go first quarter. Vikings lead at 13-0. Set to kick off, and back deep is number 2, Chris Trimmings, on the far side. Number 8, Barber, on the near side. And he goes into the end zone. That's 21. Sorry, James Richardson, number 21, the kick returner. Into the end zone, so the Pirates will take over first and 10 from their 21-yard line.
So another good, very good kick by Gustavo Gonzalez. Let's go for an a Page Heating and Air stat drive report.
That last drive. Sorry, we got technical difficulties. Stand by.
Okay.
All righty. Win in the shotgun for the Pirates. He gives it to Richardson right up the middle. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He will lose yardage. They had him at the 20. Go ahead.
Yeah, with in on the tackle, D'Angelo Edmond and Chandler Sumler. All right, Taylor, what do you got?
Sorry, that last drive was one play, 1 second off the clock, 31-yard touchdown pass from Seth Carlo to Nick Bergman.
Win in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Gives it to number 25 right up the middle. That is Deshaun Folsom. Folsom will get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 10 from the 20 with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading at 13-0.
Again, another big tackle by number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. And we've got a player down for the Vikings. And that is, let's see if we get a number, 42. That's Elijah Curtis.
One of our linebackers. Curtis is down.
He kind of got up on his knees and then rolled back down and had a seat. Coach Piplo, the trainer, out on the field. And Curtis is sitting up. I don't know if he's looking at an ankle, leg, could be a cramp. We'll see here in just a moment.
They have sent number 10, Nathan Brantley, in at linebacker. And he saw extensive playing time a couple of weeks ago when number 17, the junior Trey Jackson, was out. He comes up. And a little bit gimpy.
A little gingerly, he's coming off the field on his own power. And nobody, having to support him. He looks like he's kind of just stretching that. Like maybe it is just a cramp. We'll see if Marty can get us an update and a commercial banking company sideline report here in just a moment.
When the Pirates snap the ball, they'll have trips to the home side. Single receiver to the far side. It is third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Vikings leading 13-0 with 5:26 to go here in the first quarter. The umpire standing over the ball, waiting to get everybody off the field. Now we're ready to play. We are in a five-man front. Wynn rolls right, looks downfield, stops, throws, and in and out of the hands. And I think they made the catch.
They
did. It topped around.
They did make the catch. Chris Trimmings made the catch, number two. It will be short of the first down as it was caught about the 28-yard line, but that was a great one.
It came off one Viking to another Viking who then tried to catch it, and like I say, Trimmings made the catch, but it's going to be, they'll move it out to about the 28-yard line. It'll be fourth and two from there. And they will have to punt. And that's Turkis back to punt, and we've got Lang back deep standing about our own 40-yard line. There's a snap. High kick. It's going to go out of bounds. And they'll have to send the official down.
And that will not cross over into the Brunswick side of the field, so the ball's still on the Viking side of the field.
Bill, Chipper Jones' career is officially over. The Cardinals defeated the Braves 6-3 in the wild card game.
Wow. That would have been the sentimental favorite as Chipper Jones takes his swan song there at the, made the playoffs, but I know he wanted to go further.
First and 10, Vikings at midfield. Two receivers far side. Stevenson in the shotgun with Lang right behind him. Brunswick in a five-man front. Give it to Lang up the middle. Cuts outside. He's to the corner by one man. He heads down the sidelines. Will they cut him off? Yes, they do. Run him out of bounds, but not before he gets to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, about the 10 or 11-yard line, they run him out of bounds. So about a 40-yard gain for Tyquan Lang as he just, for the Vikings, cut through the right side of that offensive line. Found open space down the opposing sideline, and they're going to mark it actually more around the 12. So 38 yards on the run.
How about they split the difference? How about 11 and a half?
We'll take that. Vikings, it's first down and 10 from that 11 and a half yard line, and Alex Stevenson, the quarterback.
Brandon Roberts brings a play in, 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading 13-0. He splits his receivers. The Vikings are in the shotgun. Stevenson drops back, looks, throws out in the flats to Lang. Lang jukes one man and tackles him behind the line of scrimmage. And we're going to have holding.
That or a block. I really think it's going to be a block in the back by number 31, Brian Bell. But Brian did not push him. He realized he was there, put his hand on his back, but he never pushed him.
Now, do you take the – I would think because the penalty is going to be from the spot of the foul. That's going to back us up a bit.
To about the 29-yard line.
That's going to mark us all the way – yep, all the way back to the 29.
And that'll make us – first and a long way to go. We'll figure that out here in just a minute.
4:17 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 13 to nothing. And it's 27 to go. First and 27. We can get a first down. And we give it to Amon Brown. He cuts by one man down to the 20. They run him out of bounds as he gets down about the 16. He'll get almost half of that back on one run.
Yeah, the Vikings, very good run by Amon Brown as he comes over the left side, picks up a big, big chunk of yards, 12 yards on the carry. And that'll bring the Vikings up to second and 15 now.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Send two receivers to the far side. That's Bergman and Chris Hill. Stevenson will be in the shotgun with Amon Brown right behind him. Jerome Daniels, the blocking back. Brunswick in a five-man front. Drop a safety back in coverage. Give it to Brown as he follows that big offensive line. Got a hole. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Amon Brown.
4:07 to go, and Vikings go up 19 to nothing. And will coach go for two to try to get this back? And we'll see. Yes, we are. We're going for two to see if we can get that extra point back that we missed. Got the right personnel on the field. We got two receivers to the far side. Stevenson in the shotgun. They look over. He gives them the play. Amon Brown to his left. Takes it. Gives it to Brown. Brown cuts by one man, two, into the end zone. We have the two-point conversion. Vikings lead it 21 to nothing with 4:07 to go first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break. High kick into over end, and it will hit. And, oh, takes a lucky bounce into the end zone. Number 21 came running up. That's James Richardson, and he just let it go into the end zone. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air stat update.
That last drive for the Vikings, three plays, 50 yards, 14 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 17-yard touchdown run by Ahmad Brown. Vikings lead 21 to nothing. 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
That was a dangerous wait by Richardson because the ball didn't just immediately go into the end zone. So the Pirates safe at first and 20, first and 10 on the 20.
And he sent now, and when the quarterback sends three receivers far side, now brings Richardson back towards him. And he keeps it on a counter. There's a reverse way back. It gets to the corner, the 20, 25. Stops, and we're going to have, I think, a block in the back out about the 23 on the Pirates. They ran, Bill, a double or triple reverse.
I think so, too. I mean, he took it, faked the handoff, tossed to the back, and that's what you're going to get. The penalty there is a block in the back. As number two for them, that's Chris Trimmings for the Pirates, comes around the right side, looked like he had some open real estate, but they threw a flag about the 24-yard line.
3:57 go first quarter. Vikings leading 21 to nothing, and they are. They'll mark it back, which will take it back to the 16. So it'll be first and first and 16 from the 16-yard line.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Let's keep an eye on Eric Hart right here. He's the one who got blocked in the back. He actually got a helmet right in his side, and he kind of come up a little limping a little bit. Let's see if he can recover.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update.
We have 3:57 to go here in the first, leading 21 to nothing, our Vikings are. Twins to the near side. Twins far side now, man in motion to the visitor side. Wynn takes the ball, gives it to the running back. That's number 25, Deshaun Folsom, and he'll get up to about, he'll get to the 15, so they'll give him a yard. It'll be second and 15 from the 15-yard line.
For the Pirates.
For the Pirates. Thank you, Bill. Wynn looks over our four-man front, now five. trips to the near side. Again, no, he keeps it, throws out in the flat. Oh, and Brandon Roberts almost had a pick. Caught by the Pirates as they get a first down all the way out to the 32-yard line.
Brandon Roberts overcommitted there. Thought he saw the end zone in front of him. Tipped the ball, actually, back to the wide receiver. He was able to make a catch.
And we've got a player down on the field.
Bill, he committed to it, but it went through his hands and then into the receiver's hands. And he almost had a pick six.
Looked like number six, Eric Hart, down on the field as they are looking at the knee, leg, ankle, somewhere in that vicinity.
Ball out on the 33-yard line, 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21 to nothing.
The quarterback for the Pirates is number four, LaVosh Wynn, and the reason that he's now playing quarterback is number 18, Corey Dixon, was injured, taken off by ambulance as a precaution. He seemed to have movement in the extremities but had some numbness after he took a three-yard sack. So we'll be calling number four, LaVosh Wynn. Normally, if you listen to the countdown to kickoff, we talked about him as an impact player at wide receiver, but now he is becoming an impact at quarterback for these Pirates tonight.
Brunswick, ball on the near hash mark right here in front of our press box, going from left to right on your radio dial. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21 to nothing. Wynn sends trip receiver to the far side. Single receiver near side keeps it back in the backfield with him. That's Folsom. We're showing blitz off the corner, and oh, let's see, because we came across that line really, really hard. That's Chandler Sumlin, and he's saying that the tackle moved, and did he?
Yes, he did. And he gave him an extra little punch there for just good measure as it came across the line. And it will be a five-yard mark-off against the Pirates. That'll bring up first down and 15 as the ball marches back to the 28-yard line.
We're in a five-man front. Now they send trips to the far side of the field. Wynn rolls left, and there's a whistle. And what do we have?
Maybe a time. I didn't see a flag. We'll keep an eye out.
That's going to be the band. It's going to be the band.
That's what it is, guys. I believe they're going to warn our band here. Before it gets too loud, I'm going to mention a couple of injury updates. Elijah Curtis has got his ankle wrapped with ice. It looks like he's probably out for the game. And Eric Hart came over. They stretched his knee out, checked it out a little bit, and it looks like he's up walking around. I think he's going to be okay.
We'll address the band issue in just a second. I don't think that was prompted by the team, unless it came from the sideline.
It came from the sideline because I saw the official coach say something to him, and the official come running in.
Okay.
It will be first and 15, the ball back at the 28-yard line for the Pirates. Pirates going from left to right on your radio dial. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading it 21 to nothing. Wynn in the shotgun with trips to the far side. We show blitz. Now we drop out. We've got a four-man front. Wynn rolls left looking. There we come. There's a pitch out to Folsom. Folsom gets the ball on the pitch out, comes around, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and there comes a flag from deep from the side, Judge.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when he was coming around the corner, it looked very much like the Pirates might have been guilty of a hold, but there was none called there. So we'll see what this flag is downfield.
It is a hold,
yep,
against the Pirates. So second and 10 or first and 20.
We heard Coach McPherson talk about it in the countdown to kickoff and in the Coach's Spotlight, brought to you by Equipment Parts Supply, that being able to sweep and not get caught for holding or commit that penalty is a difficult thing, and they've worked very hard on it this week. So a lot of times on a sweep, you'll see those holds.
Vikings in a four-man front. It is first and 19. Now trips to the near side for the Pirates. Pirates fake. It's a play-action pass. We get a hand on him, and Wynn's going down. I say at the 10. Let's see where the referee marks where the first contact was made. He's going to say at the 11-yard line. And on the tackle, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21 to nothing. That's a 13-yard sack for Edmonds. And, Bill, they came, and they came hard.
Yeah, they really did.
Second and 32. We're inside 2 minutes now in the first quarter. Pirates with the football. They give it to Folsom. Folsom gets about 2 yards as it gets up to about the 12, 13-yard line if the officials are going to be generous. And that'll make it third and probably about 29 with a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading at 21 to nothing.
Yeah, the defensive line did a great job. They're having one of their best games right now so far in this first quarter.
Lavash Wynn brings trips to the near side, twins to the far side, empty backfield, and now we've got a timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and down on the sidelines, Marty Rogers, a minute 25 to go in the end of the first quarter. Till the first quarter is over, Vikings leading 21-0. It will be third and 31. The ball back on the 13-yard line as Wynn for the Pirates goes back in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. We're showing blitz up the middle, and there comes Jackson. Got a hand on him, and down he goes.
Wow, they hit him hard and high, Trey Jackson.
Got him and pulled him down behind it. He'll actually lose yardage.
So that'll be a sack for Trey Jackson.
And they'll have to come out and punt.
Well, maybe not. Trey Jackson along with number 38 in on the tackle. That's Dante Robinson.
Turkus, the punter, standing in the end zone. Tyquan Lang standing about the 40, between the 40 and the 45 of the Pirates. There's a snap. Gets it away. High snap. High kick. Hits at the 40. And we're just going to let it roll dead about the 47, 48-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over. And that is on the Pirates' side of the field. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading it 21-0.
Yeah, the punter, Leo Tukas, the junior, not a pretty punt. And sometimes I remember Hayden Martin for us in 2007, not a great punter, or 2008, not a great punter, but he led the region, a 37-yard punt. He led the region in punts because they were ugly and they rolled well.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left, and we've got the junior Seth Carlo in. Got two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Carlo pump fakes, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 27. That is Mark Carrion. He was in the middle of the field, standing at the 30. Nobody around him, wide open, and dropped the pass.
Yeah, and I tell you, a wide receiver in this offense, when you get the ball thrown to you, folks, you better catch it.
Carrion could have had a touchdown on that one. It will be second and 10. Two receivers far side. Seth Carlo. Oh, and
oh,
we jumped.
We jumped. That was on the right side of the offensive line. Just had a little jump there.
That'll move us back 5 yards. Take us back to our 48-yard line, where it'll be second and 15 from there.
For the Vikings?
Yep.
So the Vikings, yeah, back into their own side of the field.
Old Sons of Thunder, Ethan Barwick in attendance tonight.
Yeah, I saw him walking up the stands a little while ago. Old center.
We send two receivers far side. That's Bergman out there.
He was an original Mayflower mover.
Sure was. Carlo in the shotgun. He's got Tyquan Lang to his right. Old number 57. That's Brian Rowe up over the ball for our Sons of Thunder. Kevin Orr is the blocking back. Brunswick in a five-man front. 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Vikings lead it 21-0. 5-2 defense, and we give it to Lang into one man. He's into the secondary. He gets across the 50, gets down to about the 45 where he's tackled there.
Damian Baker for the Pirates in on the tackle. As the Tyquan Lang, that was all on his own. He got through the line of scrimmage very quickly on a great hole opened up by the offensive line. And an 8-yard run as he picked every piece of that 8 yards.
Brandon Roberts comes. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I was going to say we got a taste of our own medicine there. I don't know if you noticed the delay on the last play. They actually quieted Brunswick's band. I think that's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
And I think we're going to the second quarter, and we are at the end of the first quarter. The Vikings 21, Brunswick nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back in Martin Stadium, we go to the second quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. It will be third and 7. The ball at the Brunswick 44-yard line. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Seth Carlo, the junior, in the ball game with twins to the right. drops back, looks downfield, throws a catch made out in the flats, and that's number 28 that made the catch, Bill. That's Carlos Lee, I think. Or is it number 36?
36 on the catch. He's going to be short of the first down, maybe a yard, a half a yard.
And we're going to go for it. Be fourth and about a yard. Ball down on the 44-yard line. We've got to get just across the 43. They stack the line. We give it to Lang. He's got the first down as he gets across the 35 to 30. Spins still on his feet, and they won't bring him down until he gets down around the 20-yard line. We needed a yard, and, Bill, he got a bunch.
The Vikings did. They got a great big pickup from Tyquan Lang. Gets a first down, and it'll be marked down just short of the 20.
Vikings moving the ball down the field. It was a 17-yard run, 11-17 to go here in the first half, leading 21 to nothing. Seth Carlo again sends two receivers to the home side of the field. Tied into the far side. Looks, throws that way to Bergman. Bergman tried to get by one man. He can't do it as he wraps him up, and he'll run him out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So that'll be a one-yard pass play from the junior Seth Carlo to Nick Bergman.
Yeah, tackled by number 31, Rashad Mitchell for the Pirates, and brings up second and nine now for the Vikings.
At the 20-yard line, tied in now to our side of the field. Brunswick in a four-man front. They have brought the corners and the free safety up real close. Seth Carlo barks out signals. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Give it to Lang, looking for a hole. Gets hit by several Pirates as he crosses the 20. He'll get down maybe to the old 17-yard line.
Good tackle again that time by the Pirates as they bring Tyquan Lang down. What Tyquan is doing is he's getting through the line of scrimmage. The Sons of Thunder, that offensive line, they're opening the holes, but then the secondary is coming up, and it's all been the running backs to get pick up anything after that.
Third and six, Lang at the tailback, and that's who. Dope. Carlo keeps it, rolls left, looking downfield for somebody. We got a man in the end zone, and knocked away at the last minute by number 11 for Brunswick. And that pass, Bill, I'm looking
intended for our tight end, Christian Parker.
And Parker kind of laid out, but number 11 just knocked it away. So it'll be fourth and six down at the 17-yard line. And
we're going to send Gustavo Gonzalez in for a field goal attempt.
And, Bill, that's Alex Stevenson holding.
Alex Stevenson the holder, and it will be from the 24, so a 34-yard attempt.
It's up. And it's good. And with 10:21 to go here in the first half, it's the Vikings 24, Brunswick nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, 10:21 go first in the first half. Vikings leading 24 to nothing. Back deep is number 12, Nehemiah McClendon for the Pirates. But number one, Ishaan Armstrong, takes it at the 5. He's up to the 10, the 15, the 20. And runs into a whole host of Vikings about the 22-yard line.
It'll be Pirates ball, first down and 10. And they'll mark the ball, as Wes said, about the 22-yard line, their own 22. 10:13 left here in the second quarter. Vikings leading 24 to nothing.
And it is LaVosh Wynn at quarterback, number 4. Tied into our side of the field. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. Wynn takes a snap, drops back, rolls right, looks, throws downfield, and knocked away by number 10, Nathan Brantley.
Yeah, good breakup by Nathan Brantley. Got his hand out there, knocked it down for the Vikings, and that'll be second down and 10 now for the Pirates.
10 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 24 to nothing. I've got a special halftime guest coming up.
Very good.
Somebody we haven't seen in a while. Singles receivers to either side of the field. We're in a five-man front. Wynn rolls right, looks, tries to dump it out, a little screen pass, but it was tipped away, Bill, and I didn't see.
It was Brian Bell along with number 45, Zach Copeland, got their hands on it, tipped it away, and so that's two times now in a row we've knocked down a pass.
Guys, I tell you, Eric Hart is back in the game. He's in there at safety, but we do have Jamacy Wright in there in Tyquan's spot, And Jock Alexander and Jordan Williams are now manning the corner spots.
Brunswick, again, splits their receivers. Singles receivers to each side of the field. Brunswick waiting on the snap. Wynn barks it out. Now changes the play at the line of scrimmage. He's got the running back to his right, and he rolls right for protection. We come up, get a hand on him. He gets away from one man, starts to pull him down. Oh, and we wrap him up.
Wait a minute. They say the Vikings are saying the ball is out.
And it is.
The ball is out.
I didn't see it come out. I just seen number 10, Nathan Brantley, wrap him up and was pulling him to the ground.
Well, what I saw was Brian Bell pointing the other direction. He saw it come out. One of his fellow Vikings jumped on it, and the Vikings will take over on a turnover.
That means the Vikings will take over first and 10 on the Brunswick 21-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 9:54 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 24-0. And out on the field right now is the senior, Alex Stevenson. We bring Malik Roberts, single receiver to our side, Brantley to the far side. Bill, we've got trips to the far side. How about that? Now we bring a man back this way. It is Tevin Orr, bringing back as a blocking back. They're showing blitz off the corner. Stevenson drops back, looking, downfield. Got a man open, ball up in the air, and knocked away by number 17. Pass intended for number 25, Malik Roberts.
Yeah, Marquise Jones, a breakup for the Pirates. As you said, intended for number 25, Malik Roberts, a wide receiver. The ball hung just a little too long. But a very nice spiral thrown by Alex Stevenson just could not connect with the wide receiver.
Camden leads Coffey 32-6, and Cockwood leads Tiff 28-0. Stevenson looks over that Brunswick defense. Our Vikings waiting on that football. There's a snap. We give it to Viking Lane up the middle, and he runs by several of those old Pirates as he gets across the 15, spins at the 10, and they won't bring him down, Bill, till he gets to the 5-yard line, and that'll be first and goal Vikings with 9:38 to go here in the first half, leading 24-0.
Another great run by Tyquan Lang. We've heard Coach McPherson say he's got to get the ball in Tyquan Lang's hands more often, and he's done that here tonight. Tyquan's got 7 carries for 88 yards on the night.
All on the far hash mark. We're in the pistol, and we give it to Mon Brown up the middle. He gets across the 5, fights his way down to the 4-yard line. Bill, it'll be second and goal from the 4. He picked up 2 very hard-earned yards against that Brunswick front 5.
I want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of our live in-game stats, as we're able to tell you information about our Lions High Vikings. Tonight, Tyquan Lang with 7 carries for 88 yards. While Nick Bergman with 2 carries for 58, total 211 total yards so far in the first half.
Bergman has a wide receiver to the far side of the field. We give it again to Brown, looking for a hole, cuts inside, and it is touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Amon Brown.
Well, 8:48 to go here in the first half. Vikings up 30-0. They'll set the ball down on the 3-yard line. Seth Carlo the snap. And it is Alex Stevenson to hold. Here comes Gonzalez. As we'll be kicking in toward that south end zone. Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 8:48 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 31-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, 8:48 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 31-0. Gonzalez's kick end over end, and Armstrong for the Pirates takes it at the 1. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15. Comes near side. We grab his leg and will not let him get any further than the 16-yard line. And that's where the Pirates will take over. First and 10 from there. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the paid.
Oh. Right, we'll go there in just a moment. It led on the tackle by the Vikings, number 19, Jamacy Wright. Now we're ready. Go ahead, Taylor.
Last drive for the Vikings was 4 plays, 21 yards, 59 seconds off the clock, 4-yard touchdown run by Ahmad Brown. Vikings lead 31-0.
And we have a new quarterback. Nope, that's Wynn as a quarterback. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, and he starts right, and flags drop. Whistles blow, and the play stops.
Yeah, and the Pirates have the ball, first down and 10. As you said, Wynn still the quarterback after the Pirate quarterback, Corey Dixon, went down on a sack and was taken out on a stretcher out of the stadium.
That was at the 6:36 mark of the first quarter. Illegal procedure against the Pirates, and they'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15, and they'll go all the way back to the 12-yard line. Pirates with two receivers far side, single receiver near side, going from right to left on your radio dial. Wynn takes a snap, and he gives it down to Folsom. Folsom by a whole host of Vikings as he gets into the backfield. Now, will they rule him down, Bill? They're going to rule that. They
rule the fumble.
They ruled a fumble. As Folsom was going down, the ball came out and actually gained yardage on it out to the 32-yard line, where it'll be first and 10, the Pirates for there. But Folsom had gotten by our linebackers into our secondary, picked up the first down when the ball came out. Wynn, in a hurry-up offense, in the shotgun, takes a snap again, rolls right, keeps it, tries to go off the right side of the line, and he will lose. Well, they say he got back to the line of scrimmage. He's second and 10 there. 8:20 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 31 to nothing.
It's been all Vikings here in the first half, as they have been able to run offensively and do pretty much what they wanted to.
They'll send Twins left, Twins right. Now they've got trips to the right. Wynn in an empty backfield against a four-man front. Takes a snap, quarterback draw, keeps it up the middle. Oh, and he's got space, wins by everybody. It's a foot race to the end zone. Will we catch him? No, we won't. LaBosh Wynn will score for the Pirates to make it 31-6 with 7:48 to go here in the first half.
And I tell you, he got into the middle, got into the backfield, and there was no catching LaBosh Wynn. 68-yard run and touchdown for the Pirates.
Wynn dropped back just a little, held the ball up high, pump faked it one time, pulled it down, and was gone. That's twice, two plays in a row they exploited our middle. And they will go for two. They set it down on the near hash mark. They send Twins to the far side, and what do we got?
Timeout Pirates.
With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. .748 to go here in the first half. Vikings are leading at 31-6, but Brunswick just scored on a 68-yard touchdown run, and they will go for two.
And they
try to make it 31-6. They called a timeout.
And they still lined up in the two-point conversion.
They got Twins to the far side. We're showing man coverage out there with Brandon Roberts and Eric Hart. Wynn with Richardson in motion toward the visual side. Takes the ball, rolls right, looks, throws back. Floats it up in the air. Caught us out of position, and it is 31-8 with the Vikings leading, 7:48 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. And Leo Turk is set to kick off for the Brunswick Pirates. 7:48 to go in the first half. Pirates on the scoreboard after a 68-yard touchdown run by their quarterback, LaVosh Wynn, and a two-point conversion. Vikings are leading 31-8. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, and Chuck Lawrence waiting on Turkus's punt. Kickoff back deep, Jordan Williams, Tyquan Lane, and it was a bouncer. It's taken by Bergman about the 15. He's across the 20. 25. Cuts back against the grain. There comes flags in. Back at the 32-yard line. And Bergman will get out to the 38. But there's flags back at the 32.
Yeah, and yet generally you're either going to get a hold or a block in the back in that kind of situation against the Vikings, most likely. We'll check that for you here in just a moment.
And Seth Carlo will bring the Vikings out on the field. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. And they'll back it from the 32 back to the 22, where it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings from the 22-yard line, from our own 22. Second worst field position we've had tonight, Bill.
Yeah, the Vikings will have to kind of dig out of what would be a hole for them. They're used to having great field position. However, we started that one first drive on the one, went 99 yards and scored a touchdown.
Bergman, Tyquan Lang, and Tevin Orr as we go to heavy right against a five-man front. Heavy right, double tight end, and I don't know what happened. It looked like a man jumped as Lang gets into the line of scrimmage and will pick up about 5 yards. I thought they were in the neutral zone when the ball was snapped.
Yeah, I thought the Pirates also were in the neutral zone, but the Vikings able to pick up good positive yards with Tyquan Lang and picks up about almost five. Four is what we'll give him. It'll be second down and 6 for the Vikings.
Out at the 27-yard line. 7:12 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading it 31-8. Carlo looks over to the sideline, gets the play. Danny Redjaw signaling it in. Steps up, barks the signals out, slides under center, facing about an 8-man front now. And we give it right up the middle. That is Tevin Orr. Tevin Orr, a fight for about 3 hard yards as it gets just across the 30 bill. It's going to be third down and a long 2, short 3 from there.
Yeah, the Vikings have got their work cut out for them. We've been able to pick up short yards tonight. Our offensive line has done a great job controlling the defensive line of the Pirates of Brunswick.
6:25 to go in the half. Vikings leading it 31-8. Viking football on the far hash mark on the 31-yard line. We need to get up to about the 32. Carlo at quarterback. Takes it. Gives it to Lang on the counter. He has the first down as he gets up to the 35-yard line. We needed 1, and he got us 3.
They had faked the handoff to the fullback going through the hole first, Tevin Orr. And I tell you, had they maybe given him, he might have had nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
Guys, that was Jordan Williams on the carry. I think that's his first carry of the night there.
Okay.
And he got about 4 or 5 and just what we needed on that play. But that was Cowboy Jordan Williams.
Thank you, Marty. 1st and 10, Vikings out at the 34-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right. Brunswick in a 6-man front. We've got Bergman in motion. And Seth Carlo rolls right and looks. Throws out. Ball is intercepted by the Pirates. Down the sidelines they go. And they'll be running out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Number 11, Tracy Walker, stepped in front of a Seth Carlo pass about the 39 and ran it right down the sidelines. We ran him out of bounds at the 22.
Yeah, very ill-advised pass for the Viking quarterback, Seth Carlo. He saw, as you're rolling out, when a play like that, unless you are on a bead with a quick pass, or you loft it, you can't throw that pass.
Wynn sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're showing blitz right up the middle. Wynn drops back. There we come. Little screen pass. Out to 25. Down the sidelines. And he trips and falls as it gets across the 15. Bill, he's going to have almost a first down.
Yeah, the Pirates caught us in trying to rush the quarterback, playing on our aggressiveness. And they've hit us on the screen pass. And they picked up some very good yards. The receiver, number 25, Deshaun Folsom, injured a little bit, and he's having to hop off the field. But nonetheless, it's 2nd down and 3 for the Pirates.
And the ball down at the 15-yard line. 5:05 to go here in the first half. Pirates are threatening again. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Wynn keeps the ball on a reverse, slips, starts to go down and stays up, but then gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And it will be third. Bill, he'll lose about a yard, so it's going to be 3rd and about 4 as the ball is moved back to the 16-yard line. 4:41 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 31-8. Empty backfield. 3 receivers, far side, 2 near side. Wynn in the shotgun. There again, the same play. He scored a 68-yard run. Gets it. Cuts outside, but we're going to have a hold. Back about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that hole should be on the Pirates.
And it should be. Let's see. He steps over. And, yes, we do have a hold.
Yeah, the hold against the Pirates will back him up 10 yards.
The very play that Wynn went 68 yards on, he picked up about the line of scrimmage, and he slipped and fell. And we'll back him up, make him repeat it.
This drive for the Pirates started after they intercepted a pass from the Vikings, got it down the field, had a couple good runs, a screen pass, and still with that, they might find themselves marching backwards.
It's 3rd and about 16, the ball back about the 28-yard line.
Pirates find themselves in 3rd and long, 3rd and 16.
Wynn in the shotgun, with three receivers far side, one near side. We show him blitz again, sneaking. There we come after him. He starts to run, gets away from everybody, cuts the ball, tries to get down the sideline, will not get the first down. We'll run him out of bounds about the 16, Bill. He will be about 3 yards short.
But he picked up big, big yards, about a 12-yard gain, puts him in fourth in a very manageable situation. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pirates didn't go for it here.
Absolutely. They bring in that little scat back, LaShawn Armstrong, 150 pounds, 5'5", 150, but he can fly. We're in a four-man front. Again, trips to the far side. Brunswick with the football and throw across the middle. Intercepted by Taquan Lang. He's up to the 10, the 15, the 20. Gets a block by one man. Down the sidelines. Tries to cut away from him. They got a hold on him. And they'll run him out of bounds at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, that was James Richardson for the Pirates. Able to stay with Taquan Lang after the interception. And runs him out of bounds, but not until he gets a huge, huge return on the interception.
He's intercepted somewhere around the 10, read it perfectly, and returned it all the way back to the Brunswick 33-yard line, where our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 3:55 to go, leading 31-8.
That's a 63-yard interception and return for the Vikings, and they've set the ball up first down and 10 for the Vikings.
Alex Stevenson back in at quarterback, tied into our side. Vikings waiting on the football. We give it to Amon Brown. Amon jumps into the teeth of that Pirate defense, and he'll get about 2 yards.
I tell you, as much as Taquan Lang has done all season, that was only his first interception on the season. But he has been everything for this Lowndes High Viking team.
3:35 to go in the half. Vikings leading 31-8, trying to put some more points on the board before the end of the half. Alex Stevenson, as he brings Bergman to the near side as a wide receiver. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come, but we give it to Amon Brown. And Amon Brown will get tripped up as he gets by the front line of defense of the Pirates and gets tripped up by a linebacker, and he'll go down about the 28-yard line. Bill, it's going to be third and about third and five from there.
Yeah, Amon Brown for the Vikings, just as he went through the line, needed to pick that foot up just another couple inches and avoid that trip.
Stevenson barks out signals. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We need 5 yards. He gives it to Lang. Lang looking for something, gets outside. He's across the 20, down to the 15. That's Amon Brown. And Brown picks up the first down for us.
Good run by the Vikings, and Amon Brown gets us the yards we need. Now we bring in Jordan Williams now.
The clock at 2:43 and now starts to run as we've got first and 10 from the 15.
Last run by Brown, 12 yards, Wes.
Brown at fullback to the right side. Again to Brown over the left side as he tries to get by one defender, and number three pulls him down at the line of scrimmage.
Amon looked inside and he, for whatever reason, decided to kick it out. If he'd have gone right through the middle, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't going to hit pay dirt, but I think he probably had 4, 5, 6 yards ahead of him. But when he cut it outside, the defender for the Pirates was able to make a great tackle, and the Vikings find themselves with no gain and second down and 10.
Second and 10, the ball almost on the far side of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 2 minutes to go here in the first half, leading 31-8. Williams at wing back on the far side. Daniels at fullback, Nick Bergman at wing back on the near side. We put Bergman in motion. Pitch out to Bergman. We get a great block on the corner as Bergman somersaults into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman, but we do have a flag.
I thought it was a good block out here.
I don't know. I mean, I tell you, if they call that block, that's going to be a tough one.
They say it's a hold.
A hold on the Vikings and negates what a great touchdown run on a tall sweep by Nick Bergman.
Now, the block looked good. The officials down there closer to it, so maybe he saw something as far as reaching and getting a hold of that jersey that we couldn't see from here. Because he didn't call a block in the back. He called holding.
That'll march him back to about the
28-yard
line.
It'll be second and
22.
22. We've got to get down just across the 6-yard line. A minute 43 to go here in the first half, leading 31-8. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right. Bergman at wing back on the far side. They take Brown, roll right, looking. Stevenson tucks the ball, runs by one defender, just runs right into him, gets down to about the 25. He'll pick up 3 yards, 4 yards on the carry, and it'll be third and... I'll look, they'll post it, put it up for me here in just a second.
Should be third and about 20, third and 19. We'll catch that here in just a second. Third and 20.
Ball on the near hash mark. Clock is running as we head towards the one-minute mark. Brandon Roberts brings the play in. Battle going on over at Thomas County Central. 7-7, Bainbridge and Thomas County Central. Trip receivers to the near side
for the Vikings.
Tevin Brown in the backfield as a blocking back. Stevenson drops back, throws out to Tevin Brown, cuts back behind one man, got a hold by another. He's across the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Tevin Brown.
Okay, I see you, Tevin Brown, but I don't believe it. Tevin Brown had an open field right in front of him, and he cut back across the grain to go past 11 defenders for the Pirates and still finds the end zone. What a great, great play by number 37, Tevin Brown.
That'll make it 38-7 with 41 seconds to go here in the half. Gonzalez set to make it 38-8. Vikings will get the football to start the second half. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 42 seconds to go here in the first half, our Vikings lead it 38-8. We'll be back after this 60-second break. High end over end kick. Armstrong takes at the 8. He's up to the 10, the 15, right through two men as he gets up to the 20 where he stumbles and falls down there. And it will be first and 10. The Pirates with 36 seconds to go. Do we have a Page Heating and Air stat update? Nope, we don't. Okay, so we'll keep it right here. 36 seconds to go. Vikings leading 38-8. Win in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. We go back to a five-man front. Win gives the ball to the running back. That's number 21, James Richardson, as he gets up close to the 25-yard line. And they'll actually give him 6 yards out to the 26. It'll be second and four from there. As we get to the 22nd mark, maybe one more play before the end of the first half. Marty will have Coach McPherson as he heads towards the locker room to get his thoughts about the first half. We go to a four-man front. Wynn keeps it, pulls it down, gets back to the line of scrimmage where he's nailed by Trey Jackson at the line, and that's the end of the first half. Vikings are leading 38-8. Here as we go to halftime, and Marty will have Coach McPherson.
Coach, you got a 30-point lead going into halftime. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, man, we're playing hard. We gave up one play. That I tell you, first of all, you know, we hope and pray that quarterback's all right. You know, we just, you know, hope for the best for him. But our kids are playing good. That the little quarterback they put in can fly.
He can, and after his touchdown, then we touched, I heard you challenge your team and say, you know, don't quit playing. We got to. Pleased with the fact that they responded and led down for a long touchdown drive.
Yes, sir. Very pleased with the way we're playing.
Coach, good job.
All righty.
That's the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Marty. We go to halftime with the Vikings leading 38-8. We'll take a five-minute break when we come back. I got a special guest I've seen making their way up here for the halftime show. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. Vikings lead it 38-8. We're at halftime on the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.